Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, the painting is an enormous 29 feet wide by 15 feet tall. It was commissioned by the Duke of Milan in 1495 and was completed 3 years later in 1498. Its painter was 42 years old, and although he was known in the art world, his career was mediocre. He failed to finish many of his commissions. So he was looking to kind of repair his reputation with this new work. And the painting is on the wall of the refectory, or the dining room, of the Convent of Santa Maria delle Grazie in Milan, Italy. Santa Maria delle Grazie means Holy Mary of Grace. And appropriately enough, the painting on the wall of this dining room portrays the scene of another meal, and is in fact the most famous painting of this meal. In fact, it is one of the most famous paintings in the world. Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper. Although scenes of the Last Supper had been painted before, part of what sets Da Vinci's painting apart is the moment he decided to capture. Many of the other paintings focus on Judas's betrayal. They clearly identify which disciple is Judas by showing him as the one reaching for the same piece of bread as Jesus, or even showing him with a black halo around his head. Or even showing him sitting by himself on the opposite side of the table from everyone else. Judas is clearly singled out as the one to betray Jesus. But in Da Vinci's painting, though, this doesn't happen. The scene depicts the moment right after Jesus said, "One of you will betray me." And of course, the disciples react in a whole variety of ways. Each one of them is wondering, is it me? Which is a moment that our gospel reading from John just skips over tonight. Instead, we hear about Jesus washing the disciples' feet and telling them to love one another as he loves them. So on this Maundy Thursday, we highlight both this act of love and foot washing and the final meal Jesus had with his disciples. In our second reading, we hear the words from Paul that have become our words of institution at communion. In those words, Paul emphasizes the fact that Jesus gave his disciples this meal on the night when he was betrayed. The earlier Last Supper paintings want us to finish the phrase by saying, on the night when he was betrayed by Judas. But Da Vinci's painting tells us to finish it by saying, on the night in which he was betrayed by each of us. Every one of the disciples knew that they had it within them to betray Jesus. Each of us do too. In fact, Da Vinci emphasized this point even more by showing the disciples without the traditional golden halos around their heads. He made them look more like common people. And in fact, he painted them wearing the clothes that the 15th century friars at Santa Maria delle Grazie would have worn. So in other words, he was saying to the viewers, this is you at this table. And that would have been quite the shock for those monks who were in that room. And today it's a bit of a shock for us too. I mean, although we intellectually know that we betrayed Jesus, we don't usually think of ourselves doing that. Right? I mean, Jesus lived 2,000 years ago. There's no way that we could betray him like Judas did. Judas has gone down in history as perhaps the worst person who has ever lived. For example, in the Inferno, Dante paints Judas in the ninth and lowest circle of hell, being eaten head first in one of Satan's three mouths. He is forever chewed but never swallowed. The two mouths on either side of him are eating Brutus and Cassius, the two men involved in the assassination of Julius Caesar. They are being eaten feet first. So Judas, by being in the middle and going head first, is seen as worse than even them. I mean, who in their right mind would betray Jesus, the Messiah? Right? We would never do such a thing, right? Let's paint Judas as the one reaching for Jesus' bread. Let's paint him as the one with the black halo. Let's separate him from everyone else, including us. Let's put him on the opposite side of the table. We aren't like him, are we? Well, even if we don't sell Jesus out for 30 pieces of silver, we do sell him out for a much higher price. Social acceptance. We don't want to risk offending someone by talking about Jesus, so we just keep our mouths shut. We don't want to be seen as some weird religious freak, so we say that faith is a private matter. We don't want to be confused with Christians who give us a bad name, so we don't say anything. We focus on just living our lives as we see fit, or as our culture sees fit, rather than pledging our allegiance to Jesus. Or in other words, Judas betrayed Jesus by pointing him out to the authorities in the Garden of Gethsemane. We betrayed Jesus by pointing him out to no one anywhere. In this season of Lent, we have been reminded of our need for repentance and how our sin is ever before us. Tonight, we immediately started our service with another confession of our sin. But right after that, we heard the word of forgiveness, both corporately and individually, with that laying on of hands. So on this night, we admit that even though we can be very much like Judas, we are still forgiven by Christ. Even though we sell out to the world, even though we are not always bold in our faith, even though we betray Jesus simply to have others like us, Jesus still forgives us. Jesus forgives you. And Jesus washes you clean. Think about that foot washing scene again. Jesus knew full well that every one of his disciples had the ability to betray him. He knew that Judas would turn him over to the authorities, that Peter would deny him three times, and that everybody else would run away like scared sheep. But Jesus still got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with a towel that was tied around. Jesus knew these disciples inside and out. He knew the secrets they didn't want anyone else to see. And what did he do? He washed them clean. even Judas. Yes, Judas still betrayed him. Peter still denied him, and everybody else still ran away from him. But in this act of service, this act of forgiveness, Jesus reminds them that he still dies for them. And he still loves them. Listen to those words from Paul again. Those words that we hear every time we celebrate communion. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Jesus knew that betrayal and denial and abandonment were in the air that night. He also knows that they're in the air every time we gather together for this meal. And yet, just as he still fed those first disciples, he still feeds us too. We are given this meal not because we're worthy, but because he is loving. Jesus died for sinners like Judas and Peter and all of the rest of those first disciples and all of us. Jesus died for you. Jesus gives himself for you. Jesus forgives you. When Da Vinci painted the disciples wearing the clothes of the monks who would have eaten in that refectory, it's as if he was saying, "This is you at this table," which is true. We are the ones who betray him, but we are also the ones who are fed by him and forgiven by him. After Judas left the table that night to go to the authorities, Jesus said the last part of our reading to the disciples who remained, "I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." So that means, yes, we are sinful like those first disciples. But also like them, we can still go from this table and change the world with Jesus' love. They reached out to others who were completely undeserving and told them how much Jesus loved them too. So as we gather at this table tonight, Jesus feeds us with himself. And as the altar gets stripped, we see that Jesus gives us himself. And as we leave this place, we share the love that we've received so that others can know that Jesus loves them too. Da Vinci's Last Supper painting may be one of the most famous paintings in the world, but that's only because it shows the most famous love of the Savior of the world. Although all of us betray him, he still feeds us, washes us, loves us, forgives us, and sends us out. That is wonderful news, my friend. This is the body of Christ given for you. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. do this in remembrance of him. In the name of the one who feeds us and forgives us, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.